This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bomb has exploded on a major pedestrian avenue in the heart of Istanbul, killing six people and wounding dozens at a popular thoroughfare lined with shops and restaurants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called Sunday's blast a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished. Istanbul's governor tweeted that six people were killed, another 53 were wounded. Indonesia's president says Southeast Asia will not become the battleground for a new Cold War as tensions rise between the U.S. and China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Joko Widodo said the 10-nation bloc must not be disturbed by outside struggles.
ASEAN must be a dignified region upheld the values of humanity and democracy. ASEAN should not let current geopolitical dynamics turn into a new world war in our region.
As China has grown more assertive in the region, it has pressed its claim to the self-governing democracy of Taiwan. As a result, the U.S. has pushed back, leading to increasing tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Crowds of jubilant, singing, flag-waving Kherson residents gathered on Sunday on the city's main square. They're celebrating Ukrainian troops entering the city. Some of the celebrants said the problems like lack of electricity or water was nothing compared with the joy of seeing the troops. Ukrainian troops arrived in the center of Kherson Friday after Russia abandoned the only regional capital it had captured since invasion began in February. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's looking forward to the next session of Congress after Democrats kept control of the Senate and held on to many contested House seats. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Democrats have the 50 votes they need in the Senate, and the Georgia runoff election next month could make it 51. President Biden says he's hearing pundits back away from the influence of Donald Trump.
But all Trump has done is reveal who the Republican Party is.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy on NBC's Meet the Press says Trump's candidates didn't fare that well.
We're not a cult. We're not like, okay, there's one person who leads our party.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats did better than expected because they focused on helping Americans. She was asked if she'll seek the top spot again if Democrats do keep control of the House.
I'm not making any comments until this election is finished.
She appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Slovenians on Sunday elected a lawyer linked to former U.S. First Lady Melania Trump as the country's first woman president, according to partial results with more than half the votes counted. She's backed by the center-left government and beat the ex-foreign minister, a veteran of conservative politics, in a presidential runoff in the EU country of 2 million people. The human rights advocate has vowed to be, quote, the voice of women, end quote, in Slovenia and abroad, and a moral authority in her new role, though the post is largely ceremonial. As a lawyer, she was hired to protect the interests of Slovenian-born Trump during her husband's presidency, stopping companies attempting to commercialize products with her name. British Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt said Sunday he will set out tax rises and spending cuts this week to show Britain can fix its public finances and restore its economic credibility after financial market chaos sparked by former Prime Minister Liz Truss.
Well, we're all going to be paying a bit more tax, I'm afraid, Sophie. But it's not just going to be bad news. I think what people recognise is that if you want to give people confidence about the future, you have to be honest about the present and you have to have a plan.
That was Hunt on Sky News Sunday. But he said poor households should be spared much of the pain and cuts so public services would be balanced. The United Nations says it's investigating allegations of misconduct by Egyptian police officers providing security at this year's international climate talks. This follows claims that attendees of events at the German pavilion at the COP27 summit were photographed and filmed after Germany hosted an event there with the sister of a jailed Egyptian pro-democracy activist. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.